Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of August 2018. Supreme Court has directed Tamil Nadu to keep the water level of the Mulapiriyar Reservoir at around a little over 139 feet till the 31st of August, a day after Kerala blamed the state for aggravating the flood situation after the release of water from dam. In a relief for Mamata Banerjee, Supreme Court has turned down the pleas of CPI, M, and BJP seeking cancellation of elections on uncontested local body seats in West Bengal. Supreme Court has warned Pharmacy Council of India, PCI, that it would be superseded if it did not mend its ways of functioning in relation to grant of recognition to pharmacy institutions. Jharkhand High Court has rejected the bail plea of ailing Rashtriya Janata Dal chief Lalu Prasad Yadav and asked him to surrender by the 30th of August. Andhra Pradesh High Court has stayed state regulators' order reducing tariffs of electricity supplied by wind projects that received generation-based incentive from the centre. While dismissing a suit filed by son against his father, the Supreme Court has observed that no Kapasana has a right to challenge the sale made by the Kartar of his family, once the factum of the existence of legal necessity established. While enhancing the compensation awarded to the victim by the Motor Accident Claims Tribunal by almost three times, the Supreme Court observed that the purpose of compensation under the Motor Vehicles Act is to fully and adequately restore the aggrieved to the position prior to the accident. While hearing a petition seeking eviction of tenant on the ground of defaulting rent, SC has held that the provisional determination of the rent by the court is mandatory and without such determination no decree of eviction on the ground of default can be passed. Supreme Court has sought Election Commission response on pleas filed by Congress leaders Kamal Nath and Sachin Pilot alleging duplication of names in the voters' lists of poll-bound Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. Bombay High Court has told the Additional Solicitor General, ASG, to take instructions from the Central Board of Direct Tax by the 28th of August on the exact rate at which securities transaction tax should be collected from all the members in the equity derivative segment of the exchange. Punjab and Haryana High Court has said that micro reservation being given under state quota seats should be offered in both government as well as private medical and dental colleges. Rajasthan High Court has directed Transport Department to consider cancellation of permits of buses for breach of permit conditions instead of carrying on the business as usual after imposing a fine. Delhi High Court has told state government to notify the minimum standards for the addiction centres in the national capital after it was informed that the Lieutenant Governor, LG, has approved the rules for regulating the standards for these centres. Bombay High Court has sought an explanation from state government over the gross delay in demolishing illegal shrines in the state. Gujarat High Court has observed that state government should not spend money defending erring police officials and the officers concerned should be told to engage their own lawyers to defend them. Uttarakhand High Court ordered banning of night stay at high altitude meadows and limiting the number of tourists visiting there. Delhi High Court has asked Medical Council of India, MCI, to frame a policy with regard to punishment to be accorded to delinquent doctors for infractions committed by them and asked statutory body to submit report on the same within 3 months. Bombay High Court has warned a man against filing applications claiming possession of the heritage building of the court, its furniture and staff based on a decree issued in 2010.